Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Danny Parkin Show.
Your guy, Park Park.
What's up, Park Park?
On 670 The Score.
From Charles Leno Jr., he says that this is the death match. Would you put it the same way?
Yeah, I don't know about that, but I appreciate you guys understanding the ability for us to know that this is a big game. First of all, it's Monday Night Football, so you always can appreciate that, but playing against a really good football team tonight. That's well coached and has great players. So hopefully our guys are up for the challenge.
The Danny Parkin Show on 670 The Score.
That's Matt Nagy from WBBM. Deathmatch. It's a little extreme. It's the rubber match. They've played three straight years, right? Each team taking one side of it. So in best of three, it would be the rubber match. Thank you for hanging out with the Danny Parkin Show. Matt Spiegel and Layla Rahimi are here. I want to put this out there on the Twitch stream, twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore, or of course our text line, 312-644-6767. Given that Adam Studzinski is in and Shane Reardon derailed the last segment, do we want to relive and explain that joke with Ashton Kutcher and Studs where he got really embarrassed? Layla, it looks like you're saying yes. You would vote yes?
I would like to vote yes.
Okay, well, so texters and Twitchers, you guys also can vote because you maybe would remember the Ashton Kutcher debacle. And if enough people say yes, maybe towards the end of this segment, we can relive it and get it for Layla because it was truly glorious. But here is my ask, my want, my hope, my desire for Bears fans and the mob listening among us here, guys. Because every time that I'm on social media during a Bears game, the same complaints happen, right? Matt Nagy sucks as a play caller. They don't commit to the run. And there are varying degrees of validity to all of these complaints. I'm not saying that Matt Nagy is beyond reproach and he absolutely abandons the run game too quickly. But tonight in particular, one complaint that I see basically every week is stop the horizontal passes. Stop passing the ball so quick. Throw it. That is literally going to be the game plan against Aaron Donald tonight. You have no one who can block him. This is what they did last year to varying degrees of success. It's what they did 2 years ago with a ton of success. The only way to take care of Aaron Donald not collapsing the pocket right up the middle against Rashad Coward or Alex Bars, whoever ends up being the left guard for the Bears tonight, is to snap and throw. Get the ball out of Nick Foles' hands quickly. When you do that, these are passes that are they're extensions of the running game. And so I hope that we are maybe evolved enough. We've seen this exact matchup twice in the last 2 years on national TV. We know the problems on the offensive line. We know Aaron Donald is the favorite for Defensive Player of the Year. To me, when they are doing the wide receiver screens and the quick tosses out to the flat and all of that, that is in the game plan by design to help neutralize Aaron Donald. So I don't know if you guys agree or disagree, but to me, tonight of all nights, that complaint will not hold a lot of water for me.
Now, I understand where you're coming from, obviously, and those plays are a big part of NFL offense. I remember we used to laugh at it when John Shoup was the offensive coordinator, and then here we are, lo, these many years later, and everybody runs it. The thing that all those other teams have, is really, really fast guys who make plays from those kind of situations. Like guys, playmakers put the ball in their hands and they might take it to the house like DK Metcalf did in overtime last night, even though it didn't count. But that's one example of the things, kind of things you're looking for. They have to do these kind of things to try and mitigate the fact that they cannot control Aaron Donald and people like him. I will ask you this, though. Yes, it's been a big part of the game plan these last two times they've met up. How's that gone offensively? How those offensive numbers from the last two times that these teams have met up? Because I sure do remember that Sunday night ugly slop-ass win. What was that, 13-9 when the Bears beat Goff? 15-6. Okay, so yeah. So holding up the fact that they've been part of the game plan the last two times as a reason to not be frustrated with, that part of it doesn't hold as much water.
That's a fair – that's fair. Layla, how does that request hit you?
I hate it.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so – no, I see what you're saying, but, like, Spiegs is right. Like, the Bears do not have enough of a body of work when it comes to yards after the catch, run after the catch yards, yak and rack, to justify this play calling. You have to have better blockers on the perimeters of the offense. And it goes back to a lot of what Olin was talking about. How are the tight ends blocking? And you can roll out all you want, but at the end of the day, if everybody sees where you're going, then it doesn't really work now, does it? And if there's one thing that drives me insane, it is these toss sweeps and everything that forms 8 yards behind the line of scrimmage. The dudes are already there. They're already there, the front seven of the opposing team. You're already being tackled for losses. And yes, I know I get meatball with the Bears, and I actually like Matt Nagy. But there has been a lot of counterproductive things going on, offensively speaking. I also think that there's a faction of people who argue that run blocking is now somehow more difficult than pass blocking, and that makes my head explode. But the idea that they're going to be effective on these plays where they have not been effective previously, that's against Aaron Donald and this defense, which I think is as good as the Colts defense, at least as far as relatively speaking, Indy's still a little bit better. I just don't know that that's going to happen.
Okay, first of all, Spiegs, you were just you were tickled by Layla's response.
I love that you said, "How do you feel about my request, Layla?" And she leaned in and said, I hate it. And not like I hate the idea of what they might do, but she hates your request. So you take your request out back and shoot it, Parkins.
Fine.
I was extremely tickled. But here's the thing, though. I'm going to join you. I'm going to join you in theory. Because as I brought up to you last week, I've not been enjoying these games in real time the way that I should. We've been so caught up in bemoaning the offense and bitching about the offense that we haven't enjoyed ourselves as much as we should when a team is 5-1 and they're a badass defense. So I'm gonna go ahead and pretend we're the 2000 Ravens. Okay, I'm gonna enjoy it on that level tonight.
And that is healthy. And to both of your points of like, hey, it's not working, so why are you doing it again? My number one rule of football is throw the ball downfield and good things happen. Like in this NFL, like I love it. I want them to be throwing it down the field. I want them to stand in the pocket and let the play develop. And maybe you make the catch. Maybe you get a pass interference and it's a spot foul. Like I'm a huge believer in that. My point is, in order to throw the ball downfield, you got to have a little time. And Aaron Donald is going to destroy what the Bears are doing. So, like, it just in this particular, we saw it. The Panthers have the 25th ranked rush defense in the NFL coming into that game against the Bears, and the Bears couldn't push them around at the point of attack. So why the hell would I think they're going to be able to push around the Rams at the point of attack?
I hear you, man. Go ahead, Layla.
I don't know. I think the problem is part of the reason the Bears couldn't push the Panthers around is because the Panthers knew that the Bears want to pass the ball. play action works if you're running the ball some of the time. And I don't think the Bears run the ball enough to make the play action work in their current state. I agree with you, Gotha, because that's exactly what the 49ers did. They used that quick drop and throw strategy against Aaron Donald, and it was effective. But can the Bears do that with this line in this current iteration? I don't know.
See, here's the opportunity. To me, here's the opportunity. No, your line can't control Aaron Donald in that defense. No, you don't really have playmakers to make the plays. So what you do is, and we hinted at this with Olin, is you use their excellence and aggressiveness to your advantage. I'm looking for somewhere between 4 and 7 little dump-off throws to David Montgomery right over the head of Aaron Donald once he has destroyed you. Perhaps you've allowed him to destroy you. And the little dink and dunk stuff, and maybe it's not the same as what you're talking about, Danny, with the straight-up horizontal choices and throwing wide receiver screens and quick little ins and things like that. But to me, this is, you know, that great play that Nick Foles audibled to a few weeks ago when he told Montgomery to just to leak out of the backfield and just dumped it off to him. Man, whatever the over-under is for Montgomery receptions tonight, I will check my DraftKings Casino Quing Sportsbook app. I would lean over Smooth. On that. I would lean over on that because that's how you take advantage of a defensive line that you think is going to eat you alive. You let them and then throw it right over the top of them.
And
yes, absolutely. And so, again, I just want to be very clear. This isn't my preferred method of offense in a big picture sense if and when this thing is working. My point is tonight, for survival, in this game that is a test, Nick Foles is right now, I think I read it in Adam Hoge's piece at NBC Sports Chicago. It might have been Fishbane at The Athletic. I don't remember where I saw the stat. I apologize. But his average release time was under 2.5 seconds. It was like 2.49 seconds, which was top six or something over the last few weeks that he had been in the NFL. The Bears are getting the ball out quick because they need to get the ball out quick. It's not that Matt Nagy doesn't enjoy throwing the ball down the field. And just case in point, we see the Chiefs. We watch the Chiefs. Like we know that they Mahomes will just keep dropping back and back and back, and Mecole Hardman and DeMarcus Robinson and Tyreek Hill, plenty of like slow developing downfield plays if you have the personnel to do it. Bears don't have the personnel to do it. So this it sucks. It's not enjoyable, but like to pretend as if, no, we can let Allen Robinson make some double moves, and we got plenty of time for Darnell Mooney to run 9 routes and then They just won't have the time if they do that, and Nick Foles will be killed back there, and then we'll get something that none of us want, which is Mitch Trubisky.
Oh.
Yeah. I think here's one of the biggest downers of the NFL as we're seeing it right now is the problem with not being able to watch a game in the press box is when the action on TV follows the ball, you don't see how many times Nick Foles is getting hit as he's throwing. And that speaks to that stat that I also read, Danny, about how much time he has to throw the ball. So I think we all are in the same boat. We do not know how many games he can sustain given that pressure and given what we're seeing and how many times he goes to the ground that isn't a sack. But I just, maybe for this game.
I've broken your heart. I've broken your football heart.
You really have. You broke the Layla. We need her. We have more show to go. We have tomorrow to go. Don't break the Layla this early, Danny, with your football thoughts.
It's just from an impersonal standpoint, I just hate those plays so much because so rarely do they work. But the Rams actually put on a clinic as to how to show you how to make them work when they played the Bears last year. I'm getting angry thinking about this.
But last year,
ready. It's coming. It's going to happen.
Do we not remember last year was 17-7? The game that I told you that we talked about, the other one was you said 15-6 last year. Oh, they outscored that by 3 with the 17-7 Rams game at the Coliseum. The Bears offense last year had 3.6 yards per play against the Rams. That was the lowest of the whole season, and the whole season sucked. So that was the worst. That's what we're looking at. So don't do what you've done. Change it. Be different.
And I'm saying the Rams were the ones who controlled the line. The Rams were the ones who showed what you can do with time of possession per play and controlling the line of scrimmage and having that extra blocker and making it work. I'm really angry about this.
You're hurt, and that's turning into anger. That's how it works, Parkins.
I'm just saying, we can. What is the expression? Hope in one hand, crap in the other. See which one fills up first. Like, we can all hope. Yeah, let's pretend like all of a sudden it's just going to be a beautiful offensive game. Man, they got Jalen Ramsey. Yeah. They got Aaron Donald, and the Bears have what they have. Okay, they got Leno and Coward and Whitehair and Jermaine Ifedi and Massey. Jermaine Ifedi knows something about blocking the Rams. He was with Seattle. He got cooked by this team regularly in the NFC West twice a year. Like, this is not going to be a beautiful offensive game for the Bears. I thought Carolina was going to be pretty good. This is not going to be the breakout game. And
before the Carolina game, you bet like every possibility of the Bears offense doing good things. I remember. Well, here's the thing. First of all, that line about hope and crap, I'm pretty sure you just made it up. It was pretty good. I'm pretty sure you just made it up.
Well, if I did, thank you. If I didn't, thank you to whoever made it.
But the other thing is that Olin referenced the Eagles and the Rams from earlier on in this year because he's trying to look for the offensive system, the systemic comp. And I'm looking at that box score right now. And, didn't go so well for the Eagles. They lost 37-19. You know what they did do, though? They ran the ball. Miles Sanders had 20 carries for 95 yards and a touchdown. So that's what they decided to try and do. So if Matt Nagy's talking to his buddy Doug Peterson and they're, hey, you just had the Rams a couple weeks ago. What'd you think? Well, what worked for you guys? Well, this kind of worked. So maybe, I don't know. I mean, looking at that, now I'm wondering if he's really going to try and lean on the run game to just run at Aaron Donald in the same way that you attack a shot blocker in the NBA or the like. You know, just go right at somebody.
Again, my criticism here is not, like, I'm not saying if they don't run the ball enough, that isn't it. The Bears absolutely need to run the ball. They need to run the ball. When they're doing the quick passes and the dink and dunks and the horizontal instead of vertical, a huge part of that is to neutralize a bad offensive line and slow down a pass rush. And I think that that's what you're going to see. But, yeah, absolutely they should run at and away from Aaron Donald and see if they can get the running game going. It's just, I don't know. I'm pretty convinced that that's what we're going to see tonight. And I can already feel my frustration for, like, 3.5 hours from now when a bunch of people are like, why aren't they just sitting back in the pocket and letting Nick Foles pick them apart? Because he would be killed. He would be decapitated, and it would not be good.
I will say this, as I try to rationalize this and be okay with it. I think people are too hard on the Bears in general. There are so many teams in the NFL who have disappointed heavily this season, and we aren't even halfway through yet. And to me, the Bears have not done that. We get to talk about this because it's a luxurious problem. However,
it is
there's
a problem.
Got to be some run production here.
I looked at the numbers. 3.5 is the number for David Montgomery receptions. At least that is the number on the DraftKings and Casino Queen Sportsbook app. So go over on that. I think they're going to have to lean on David Montgomery as a pass receiver in this game.
Someone on the Twitch chat says the Rams D is getting a lot of respect. I'm not sure it's deserved. They've allowed fewer points this year than the Bears. Now, easier schedule. But they've given up fewer points than the Bears, and they have the best defensive player. I'm sorry to Khalil Mack. Donald's better.
He's the best. Yes.
It's a rarer position to generate that type of pass rush, so most teams would take Donald over Mack. And as good as Kyle Fuller is, and he's awesome, Jalen Ramsey's better. So, you know, it's not – Bears have a better overall defense. They certainly have a better secondary. But the Rams have star power, and the Rams, by the numbers, at least points per game, because the Bears' DVOA is better, which factors in opponent. But in terms of points allowed, the Rams are competitive with the Bears. So it's not as if – no one's saying the Rams' defense is better than the Bears, but it's not much worse than the Bears. This isn't like when the Bears would play the Packers, to Layla's point, or when they play the Saints in a couple of weeks. Like, the Saints' defense, much worse than the Bears. Packers' defense, much worse than the Bears. Rams' defense, a little worse than the Bears. I don't think we can say it's much worse than the Bears.
I'm looking at that DVOA right now on Football Outsiders because I think that was part of our homework.
Thank you. I'm liking this.
Speaks just laughs.
I just like that. You're an excellent, you're a good teammate. Clearly, Layla, you accepted the homework of this doofus who's handing out assignments over there. It's like,
I didn't know you guys were gonna do it. It was for the audience. But thank you, thank you.
And don't people joke that we're like the same person, Speaks, a lot? I feel like this makes sense that we would both follow this direction.
You and Danny?
Yeah, no, you and I. Like, when I first filled in for Speaks with Danny, people were joking that you and I were very similar, which I can see.
That's interesting. Well, you know, I was pretty good on the King of Queens and in Old School, so it's understandable that people mistake me for you, Layla.
And you have excellent musical talent, as an aside. But the top five.
So do you. We figured this out, by the way, after the Cubs got eliminated or whenever we did those shows together. We need you to play, is it flute? No, viola. Viola. We need some, look, you play viola, I'll play trumpet at some point here on the stream, and Danny can bring all of his musical talent as well.
Yeah, we know. It's a show with three people who have tremendous musical talent. Me, Speaks, and Layla. We get it. We know. There's three really talented musicians on the show. You don't need to brag, guys.
All those viola trumpet duets. That I'm sure there's a lot of viola trumpet duets in the canon that I'm just not aware of.
The viola is the least exciting instrument of all time. Let's face it. I'm okay with it.
You were making a DVOA point, a football numbers point that I derailed.
I was, but my brain is in a million places right now because I keep running through toss sweeps in my head. Okay, so
you take a minute to gather your point. And we will embarrass Studs on the other side because he said to me, I don't want to play this audio. So obviously that was the deciding vote. And we're going to play the audio of his embarrassing moment. And it's relevant, some might say, to the Bears. So that's coming up on the Score.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, back on the Danny Parkin Show, Matt Spiegel, Layla Rahimi in today and tomorrow. Adam Studzinski in for Chris Tannehill, who is mourning the loss of his mother-in-law after a long battle with Alzheimer's. She passed away last week, so he is with the family today and tomorrow. So we're obviously all thinking of Tanny. And he shared that information on social media. And when one member of the mob hurts, obviously we're all thinking of him and we're with him together. But Studs has been great filling in. A bunch of people have sat in that seat. It's very, very difficult to replace Chris Tannehill. No one can do it, but Studs is doing a great job. And it's allowed us, Layla, an opportunity to remember one of the funniest things that's happened since I've been at The Score. And Shane Reardon, who's also here, was a big part in making this happen, as was our boss, Mitch Rosen. We had been trying to get bigger guests on the show, and we were thinking of who we could do, who we could get, and Ashton Kutcher is a Bears fan. And so Shane, on the spot, was like, he wrote down a number that Mitch claimed he had Ashton Kutcher's number, and Studs was going to book it. Because what it was we were giving, when Shep was out for a while, we had people filling in as EPs. And so I was giving them challenges. It was like, don't just sit in and, like, you know, put it on autopilot. Go out and book a marquee guest. And, like, they all failed. But, you know, they all tried. Mike Jen tried. Studzinski tried.
Sean Anderson did something
Sean
successful.
Booked the guy that Rick Camp showed up to, the owner of the house that Rick Camp showed up to, as opposed to Tanny's.
Folks, that's a win. That's a win right there.
Chris Dickens took credit.
I want everyone to keep this in mind after we listen to this, too, because while this all played out, I succeeded in booking Thomas Jones. So let's not act like I didn't do anything that day.
I mean, cool. You booked an ex-Bear who does media. Yeah, it's impressive.
He's an actor. What, did you talk to his publicist? Is that the idea?
Yeah. Like, everyone at The Score has Thomas Jones's number. But no, you did book him, which was good. But so we said to Studs, hey, Mitch has a contact for Ashton Kutcher. Why don't you call him and book him for the show? It was, of course, not Ashton Kutcher. It was Shane Reardon. Yeah. You know,
my favorite part is that it was the 312 number. It was the office line.
312-729, the same first six digits that every internal phone number here has.
Which I never call these numbers, so I had no idea that was a thing.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Go down the hall and talk to Ashton Kutcher. He's terrible. Just on the other side of that door.
But we record the whole thing. So Studs goes into the other room to get his game face on to call Ashton Kutcher. We're recording it. Ashton Kutcher, the part of Ashton Kutcher is being played by Shane Reardon, and this is how it goes.
Adam, I work for Mitch Rosen at 670 The Score in Chicago.
Mitch. I haven't seen Mitch in so long.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, I know. We know it's your birthday today. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem. So, our afternoon show was wondering if you wanted to come on air with us today and just, you know, so we can wish you a happy birthday and then talk about the Bears a little bit. So, we know you're a huge Bears guy.
Is that still Dan Bernstein and Terry Bors?
No, unfortunately not. Dan Bernstein is now, Terry is retired. But it would be Danny Parkins and Matt Spiegel.
Danny Parkins?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
All right, man. If you don't want to, that's all you got.
You don't have a better pitch for me.
Well, I mean, I know you're a big Bears guy. Dan is a good guy, man.
Do you know who my wife is?
What's that?
Do you know who my wife is?
Unfortunately, I don't. Sorry.
It's Mila Kunis. You know how hot she is.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot to marry her. I'm sorry, man. Yeah, I know she's a pretty girl.
Thanks. What time do you want me on?
Would you be able to do 5 o'clock?
5 o'clock it is. I'll come in studio.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm in Chicago this weekend. What? Can you send me the address?
Yeah, for sure, man. I really appreciate it.
This is a landline. My email is ashtonkutcher@gmail.com.
Okay.
Write it down.
Adam, right?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Adam. I'll be there at 5 o'clock. Send me the address.
All right, I will. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, so...
He comes running down the hall. I booked Ashton Kutcher. He's going to be in studio at 5 o'clock.
I got him. His email address is ashton@ashtonkutcher.com. That's his email address.
So Layla. I want to say here real quick. I actually, for whatever reason, this popped into my head the other day. I think I was out running. It came into my head, and I was like, oh, man. And I got actually angry about it. Like, I was running, and so I was probably just using it to fuel myself. And I was just, I got actually angry. It's like, I can't believe that instead of giving me the actual number for someone I can actually book, they gave me this other number and then pulled this ridiculous prank on me when I could have been spending the time actually booking the person I was trying to go after.
Wait, you got mad at us?
No, hold on. I'm not done. All right? It was ridiculous. And I was just like, I can't believe they did that to me and then kept digging and digging and digging. I come in on Monday. They're still going on about it. And I was like, for the love of God, let it go. Man.
Wow. Way to take the fun out of a radio bit there.
No, are you kidding? That just made me enjoy it even more. I can't tell if you're being serious or not.
No, it was in that moment when I was running. I was like, man, I can't believe they did that to me. And then I never really got the chance to like sit here and explain fully from my perspective everything that I went through that entire process.
Let me help you. I need you to zoom out. I just need you to zoom out. And think of radio as a multi-generational continuum and know that this has happened to a lot of people.
Hold on.
All right. Just zoom out. Zoom out and understand. Ask yourself how much good radio content we would have gotten out of a successful booking of Ashton Kutcher for 15 minutes that nobody remembered for the rest of their lives versus this, which was gold for 3 days then and is coming back now a year later and is gold again. Understand what the game is, son. You did a great job.
No, I know.
You did a wonderful
job. I provided content, which is great. But again, just in that moment the other day, I got angry. And again, I was probably just feeling myself. I did get angry at myself, but I tend to chase
Doesn't
thoughts
sound like
when
it.
I'm
it
running.
Sounds like, oh, they gave me the wrong number. This is Mila on Kunis you, Playboy. What are you doing?
Adam, I didn't even disguise my voice. We talk almost daily.
You called your boss. He said AshtonKutcher@gmail.com. He asked, how hot is my wife? He asked, who is my wife?
And the thing that wasn't picked
and then
up
said,
on the recording.
You said, oh, yeah, she's a pretty girl. And you're mad at us for making fun of you? Are you high?
Ashton Kutcher revealed himself as a Boers and Bernstein fan. And you're like, oh, wow, I guess he just really liked that.
The part
like
that wasn't in the recording was how I answered the phone. Hey, this is Kutch.
Yeah, Ashton Kutcher answers the phone like that?
I don't know how the hell he answers the phone. I don't know this guy. I've never met him in my life. Maybe he does.
Hey, it's Kutch. Oh, hey, Ashton Kutcher, what's up? You picked up on the second ring?
Yeah, I'll come in studio.
Offering to come in studio. I'm in Chicago. I'll come in. I'll be there. Just send me the info. You got it.
My face hurts from laughing so hard.
You're welcome, Layla.
I'm so sorry, Adam.
Oh, but I mean, this
is
so much better.
I get what you're saying, Speaks, is it provided this great content, which I'm proud of. Yeah, I was just explaining, like, in this moment the other day, I got a little angry about it, but I tend to chase things and get irrationally angry about things when I'm running because that way I'm not thinking about running.
Sure, and when you're sure. Yeah,
running the radio show right now.
You got amped up and everything like that. I get it, but you were the sucker at the poker table at that time, and we all had a great night of playing cards, man. That was a terrific night. In your life, somebody else is going to be the sucker at the table, and you should offer them some grace. As we're trying? No, actually, we're not really offering you grace. We're just kind of
offering him no grace. And now every time... Studs, when are you in next on this show?
I have no idea. I never know.
Okay. Well, whenever it happens, we're playing it again just because of that reaction. That was ridiculous. Okay. And now we're doing it again, and you guys were getting content out of it for 3 days? Do you not understand what we do here? We make 20 hours of live radio a week when Chicago sports teams suck, okay? That is what we do. So thank you for your service and your content, my friend. We did 30 minutes on Spiegel's flatulence during this show.
Thank you.
She's a really pretty girl. Oh, thanks. I'll just email you at AshtonKutcher@gmail.com.
AshtonKutcher@gmail.com. And he paused. He had to write it down. He's like, all right, how do I say AshtonKutcher@... Hold on. Gmail or Yahoo? Which one?
An underrated piece of this is Shane introducing it and then only to hear Shane's voice.
Not one iota of voice disguise. Nothing.
At all.
Nothing.
It's me, Kutch.
Studs, just for your reaction, I want us to go to break by playing it again. I want to hear the entire thing again going into the break. Thank you very much. All right, Studs, why didn't you play it going to break?
I really didn't have it pulled up anymore. Like, I showed Shane, like, I don't have it here anymore. Like, so it would have taken me, like, another 5 to 10 seconds to pull it up in the system. And so rather than have just dead air, I just
or turning
it to
on
break.
Your mic and explaining that and pulling it up and then playing it. No, I understand.
Would have
just
taken Tanny
up
one
and vanished
second.
Like a fart in the wind. What'd you say?
It would have taken Tanny 1 second to pull it up.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That is very
also,
true.
Also, I really didn't feel like hearing it again.
Did you notice he walked out of the room the first time? He pressed play. He's like, all right, I gotta go. I can't listen to this. He said, watch their mics, they're up.
Wow. That's Charmin Soft, dude. That is hilarious.
Don't squeeze him. Don't squeeze the Charmin.
Okay, hold on. Listen, that's literally the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to me in my life, and reliving it the multiple times that we did the day of was enough for me. I was like, I don't want to hear this again.
No,
I'll
listen,
play it
I
for
understand.
Them, and I'm going to step
Studs.
Out. Like, it's,
okay.
It's fine.
Let me just tell you, you're not.
We'll move on.
You're not doing yourself any favors at all.
Thank you.
It's just so you know, you could share this via text or email or, you know, drive to Danny's house and scream, come on over. You're welcome to come over tonight and scream at me from a safe social distance. But doing this on the air just really is digging yourself in a lot further.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
Okay.
Love you.
That's your choice. I will not ask you to play it again.
I just wanted to explain why I personally didn't want to play it again. Like, I was happy to. Well, I told Parkins I didn't really want to do it. But I said, you know, if you want to, we'll do it. Fine. I don't want to hear it. That was it.
Lighten up, Francis.
Did I ever tell you when I tried to book Kim Bocamper, the former Dolphin who was doing radio in Miami at the time? I was a producer. And I just called the sports department of WQAM and left a message on the general voicemail of the sports department.
Hi, this is Matt Spiegel over at The Score, Sports Radio 1160, and I'd really like to talk to Kim Bocamper. So here's our number.
And then somebody calls me back and says, yeah, this is Kim Bocamper. And I had no idea what he sounded like. I said, okay, great. Would you like to come on? So I booked him, and it ended up being the morning show host doing a bit. Just coming on, and he immediately started like ripping Jimmy Johnson and talking about sleeping with Jimmy Johnson's wife and stealing his boat and setting his boat on fire. I think Hanley was one of my hosts, I think, at the time. But we were like, this is incredible. This is great. Is this a bit? What's going on?
This isn't real.
This is
yeah, great. It's happened to me, too.
Yeah, did it happen to you?
Yeah, of course. But we did this last time when we were trying to make Studs feel better when he got all up in his feelings. So I mean, I heard that story. I could tell my story of when the music guys at the old station in KC called in and said that they were Alex Smith, who had a deal as the Chiefs quarterback with our competitor in afternoon drive. And he called in and he said, like, I don't like those guys anymore. I'm coming on Parkins' show. And I was like, yeah, we got him. And I put on Alex Smith and I started interviewing him. And then they were like, you're an idiot. It's us from the buzz down the hall. It's like 96.5. I was like, oh, okay, I got pranked.
Hey, speaking of that, you should talk to Laszlo. He blew me off on Thursday for your birthday.
Oh, I love Laszlo. Okay.
He blew me off. We got to talk to him.
That's disappointing.
I didn't mean to embarrass you, but I was just trying to help Studs out a little bit.
I'm just totally ashamed. I'm never going to be able to overcome it. But Studs did mention that he got all angry when he was running. Did that make you run like DK Metcalf? Because that dude... How about that for a professional transition away from Studs is shame? 21 miles an hour chasing down Buda Baker. Legitimately an incredible display of athleticism. I loved that play.
Yeah, that was amazing. And it's led to some great stuff being tweeted out there today. Gil Brandt, the longtime Cowboys front office man and a Hall of Famer, tweeted out something I'd forgotten, which is Larry Allen, number 73, the Cowboys' incredibly athletic offensive lineman, chasing down a New Orleans Saint player who had an interception, and just the broadcasters laughing. Al Michaels doing a Monday night game, that was years and years and years ago. The corollary there. And then he just tweeted a compilation of Darryl Green, the former Redskins safety, chasing people down in a similar way. So it's not like we haven't seen it before, but this was kind of perfect because the more you watch the replay, you can see DK Metcalf right there. You can see him having realized, oh, that's going the other way, and he's in the frame, and he says, I got to go. And you can watch him run the entire time. He's almost blocked by a Cardinals player at, like, the 25, and then 70 yards later, he brings down Buda Baker. It is really great to watch.
Well, it's also ridiculously insane because, A, I can't ride a bike 22 miles an hour, much less run that fast. But Buda Baker ran a 4.45 at the combine, and DK Metcalf ran a 4.33. Wow. And that's what makes it so crazy. It's like the combination of wicked speed to make that play happen was just insane. And pretty much
and
the
he's
opposite
huge.
Of...
Yes, he is massive, DK Metcalf.
Right? It's not Tyreek Hill chasing you down. It's not Tariq Cohen. It's, I mean, what is DK Metcalf? 6'4", 230? Like, he is a giant of a human being. To be able to run that fast in that spot is just... Now, I mean, I saw someone compare it to LeBron James. It's not... Yes, wow, 6'4", 229. He's just... To be able to have him chase that guy down in that spot, and everyone loves hustle and grit and all of that stuff. Like, it was a very impressive play.
I love you just, like, dismissing a hustle and grit, and people like that, and it's good.
Yeah, but I mean, that's one part of it. Like, the cool part of it is the athleticism.
Well,
that's
no, but also,
cool.
How about this? They held him to a field goal.
Correct.
It was a four-point play in a game that ended up going to overtime, and they almost won. If there hadn't been a hold on a DK Metcalf touchdown reception. So it was awesome. But to your point, Layla, about running fast, Daniel Jones, when he ran 80 yards before he fell down on Thursday night, and I loved his reasoning that, like, I just started trying to run a little faster than I was, and then I fell down. Like, okay.
I've definitely had that happen.
Oh, sure. We all have. Absolutely. But he was going 21 miles an hour. He was going 21 miles an hour, the fastest any quarterback has run since 2018. So Daniel Jones is like, these guys are good athletes, is the point, I think. Not just the DK Metcalfs. They're all pretty damn good.
It's also the closest we're going to get to like a 100-yard dash out of some of the best speed in the NFL in a game. You know, like that's, if you want to go like speed contest, that's as close as we're going to get is that play we saw last night. Hmm.
Coming up, we'll get into Bears and Rams more as we lead you up to our pregame show. Of course, the Bet Rivers pregame show presented by MailMedChicago.com. There was a time when we wanted the Bears to be the Rams, right? And now they kind of are? Is that what you want? And DeMarco Farr used to play for him. He's their sideline reporter. He's going to break down to the big storylines for this game, everything you need to know. It's Layla Rahimi, Matt Spiegel, and me, Danny Parkinson, on the Danny Parkinson Show on The Score.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.